Welcome to Inside Neuha, presented by Bike, Boyle Strength and Conditioning. For more information about all MBSC programs, visit info@bodybyboyle.com. Today we are joined by Franklin Pierce head coach David Stockdale. Coach Stockdale is currently in his 12th season at the helm of the program, and last weekend his team only needed two games to beat Sacred Heart in the Neuha quarterfinals to move on to the semis this weekend. We'll delve into that weekend in a second, but David, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So let's get into that best of three series against Sacred Heart. 3-1 win on Friday night and close out the series with a strong 2-0 win Saturday. Just take me through your emotions and takeaways from that weekend.
I think definitely proud of the team. For everybody, it's a long season. I mean, you're starting in September and here we are, you know, turning the page to March and we're still going. So, it's a lot of effort from these guys over a course of a really long time. So when you get to this time of year and everything kind of hinges on the outcome of one or two games, it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of stress and, our team handled it really well and they showed up, going on the road as the lower seed, and really, you know, came out firing and, you know, granted it was a team effort. Our goaltender played really well. We scored some timely goals. We did a good job on our special teams. It was a really nice effort, and it was nice to see at this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned your goaltending. Sophomore Jill Hurdle has been a force for you guys all season long. Had a great first year last year during her freshman year, but just how have you seen her grow in year two?
I think a lot of confidence. Certainly, you know, her first couple games last year, she was stepping in and replacing a really, really strong goaltender in Suzette Fauché. And I think it took a while for her to, or I shouldn't say a while, but at least a few games to kind of figure out that, like, you know, she really belongs here and can compete at this level and be a really, really strong goaltender for us in this league. And I think, you know, ever since she kind of started to figure that out, her confidence has just grown and grown. And, she's been in a situation this year. Last year, she ended up, after Suzette got hurt, she played almost every game the rest of the way. And this year, you know, we've had, our second and third goaltenders have played good minutes for us this year and quality minutes. So we've been able to rest her a little bit more and keep her fresh. And now, obviously, that we're coming down the stretch in the playoffs, we're really relying on her and, you know, planning to ride her as far as she can take us.
Mm-hmm. And then sophomore Anna Como got you guys on the board Friday and assisted on the game winner. And then on Saturday, she scored the insurance goal late in the third to get that shutout. So, and she transferred from Maine after her freshman season in the off season, and now she's third on your team in scoring. So just how impactful has her addition been this season?
Yeah, she's a very talented player, very skilled. She's got great speed. She's tough. Can really play the game any type of way. Like, she can get up and down the ice and play in a highly skilled game. She can grind out a more physical game. And certainly for us, she's been a big piece, adding to our depth. I think, you know, just got a little more opportunity here than maybe she had gotten last year at Maine. Was put in a position here where she was playing on one of our top lines and was getting to play special teams and do that kind of stuff. But she stepped right in and really, you know, fit in with our group really well as a transfer and has been such a valuable piece of our team this year, and we're very fortunate to have her.
And then both of those standout players are both sophomores. You guys have a pretty young team with 18 underclassmen. Just how have you seen this young group adjust to the D1 college level, and what can you say about their development this season?
That's a good question. I think, again, kind of similar to what we talked about with Jill, it's like, you know, players get to this level and you don't know what you don't know, right? And there's no substitute for experience. So having the opportunity to, for a lot of these younger players, you know, play quite a bit and play important games and play in some important, you know, scenarios, you don't always get to do that as a young player. And I think for those guys coming in here and having the opportunity over the last couple seasons to do that has really helped to grow confidence in them. And help them to kind of, you know, navigate what it takes to be successful at this level, because it is obviously a big step up from, you know, high school hockey or junior hockey or whatever level they're playing before they get here. So it is, in some ways, it's challenging when you're a young team and you don't have the experience that other teams have. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you can be patient and allow, you know, some of those lessons to happen, and, you know, that confidence is going to grow and build. And certainly, you know, as the team progresses from a younger team to an older team, it's going to pay dividends for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys are 1-3 against Sacred Heart in the regular season, but this is your third straight year ending their season in the Neuha tournament. So just for you guys, what is it about this matchup?
You know, I think, again, you get to this time of year, and it's a very fine line between winning and losing. And obviously, I feel like our program and Sacred Heart, we've been very evenly matched. And, you know, you look at last year, and, you know, they won the first game at our place, and they were, you know, less than 2 seconds away from winning the second game. And we scored, you know, literally in the last seconds of the game, and were able to get to overtime and win that game and extend the series and ultimately win it. So it's a very thin line. And it's just, you know, again, you just got to show up and lay it on the line here in the playoffs and make sure that you're leaving everything on the ice so you don't have any regrets. You know, I don't think there's any one specific thing that you can point to there. It's just kind of the way it's worked out, but you're talking about, you know, a couple of very evenly matched teams. And I think that's one of the great things about our league. I think there's a lot of teams that on any given day can beat anybody. So, you know, you don't know going into a playoff game or a playoff series who's going to win. There's nothing that's a foregone conclusion. So you've really got to go out and play the games and just kind of see what happens. And fortunately, the last couple of years for us in that matchup, things have gone our way.
Absolutely. And then back in January, when you talked to my colleague Bernie, I know you were talking about how you guys get those scoring chances, but you struggle to find the back of the net. You only scored 7 goals in those 4 regular season games against Sacred Heart. So just what do you think was working well for you guys last weekend?
Well, I certainly would have liked to have scored more goals last weekend. When we score 5, and I guess 2 were empty netters. So, you know, again, those are just the games that we're going to have to win. We're not going to win or have to play in, you know, because of our goaltending, very many like 6-5 type games. You know, that's just not ideal for us. We understand who we are and what our strengths are, and we're going to have to try to grind out, you know, those 1-0, 2-1, maybe 3-2 kind of games. And it's very important for us to play to our strengths and play to our identity and, you know, make sure we're doing the things that allow us to be successful, because we're not a team that's going to go out and score 5 or 6 goals most nights. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but, you know, for us, we've got to rely on our foundational strengths, which are certainly, you know, our defense. You know, I think our special teams have been pretty good this year. And then just, you know, when we get around the net and we have an opportunity, we've got to have a goal scorer's mindset. We got to do what we can to try to finish those opportunities. Because again, like I was just saying before, the margin between winning and losing is so small, once you get to this time of year. But, you know, we're at the point in the season now where it's just one game at a time, and, you know, we don't have to put it together for a 7-game series. We just got to be good on one night.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously up next weekend, you guys have a pretty tough test facing off against number 1 seed LIU in the semis. Just what are your general thoughts heading into this weekend?
Well, we're excited. You know, again, you play a 6-month season to get to this point and to try to have an opportunity to win a championship. And, you know, at this point, we're one game away from having that opportunity. So, I know the players are very excited and very appreciative of the opportunity. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to get a win against them in the regular season. So I think there's that belief there that, you know we're going to have to play well. We know we're going to have to execute at a high level and have a good day. But we know that if we do those things, you know, it's a game that we can win. And so that belief is there. You know, again, we understand it's a big task. LIU's in first place for a reason. They certainly have earned it over the course of the entire season. But for us, it's just about, you know, let's make sure we're ready to go, and let's make sure that, you know, when Sunday rolls around, we don't look back and have any regrets.
Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned getting that one win over them in the regular season. You guys got swept by them in that October series. But then when you faced them again in January, both were 1-goal games, took them to overtime, got the win. So just what did you like about your team's play in that second series?
Yeah, you know, again, that first series was a long time ago, and to be honest, even on the first game there, I thought we played pretty well. That was one of the better games out of the four that we played back in October, and we just didn't put the puck in the net. And then fast forward to January, you know, those were again, they were evenly contested games. It was a lot of penalties in those games, which I think, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of flows, a lot of special teams. I'm certainly hoping that, you know, for our side of it, we can try to stay out of the box and be a little more disciplined this weekend. I think, you know, we want to play this game 5-on-5 as much as we can. You know, but again, we definitely showed up and we battled, and that was a big weekend for us, just kind of coming down the stretch here. We had a good start to the second semester, and I think, again, just to kind of to go in against the team that was in first place and obviously finished in first place, and to be able to have some success and to build some belief that, hey, if we see these guys again later in the season, we do have what it takes to be successful against them. I think that was really important. And you know, we, like I said before, we have that now, and it's up to us to just kind of harness that and make sure that we show up on Saturday and give ourselves an opportunity.
And then lastly, just how has practice been this week? What's the message to the girls, and what's been the leadership's group's message to maybe the younger girls?
Yeah, again, I think we've talked a lot about, you know, we build up over the course of a long season to get to go out in the playoffs and, you know, perform our best. You know, just kind of having that upward trajectory throughout the regular season, so that we're feeling good about how we're playing in the playoffs. And I feel like so far we've been able to do that last weekend, and, you know, we've had a good week of practice here. You know, I think probably the message from our captains has been very similar to what we've been saying as coaches. And it's just, you know, we just got to make sure that we show up on Saturday. And, you know, as I said before, we don't want to look back and have any regrets and feel like, oh, you know, we wish we had done this differently, or we wish we had, you know, worked a little harder in this area. It's just, you know, let's show up and let's put everything we have out there and put our best foot forward. And, you know, if we can do that, we can be proud of the result no matter what happens. But obviously we're a competitive group, and, you know, we want to win a championship, and we're going to do everything in our power to show up and do that.
Absolutely. All right. And that wraps up this episode of Inside Neuha. Coach, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck tomorrow.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and welcome to a special playoff edition of Inside the New England Women's Hockey Alliance. Bernie Corbett here with you this week. It's the semifinal round on the way to an automatic bid for the national tournament. That is the goal for all of the teams coming into the season in the new hire, and now it's down to four. And we're very happy to be able to preview one of the two semifinals this weekend, as Stonehill will be visiting St. Anselm's. And we're very happy to have with us the captain from Stonehill, Grace Parker. Grace, welcome to the show. Great to have you here.
Hi, Bernie. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited, so thanks for taking the time.
Well, hopefully it'll live up to your excitement. I can't guarantee anything, Grace, but we'll do the best that we can here anyway and have some fun. And Grace, this has been a unique experience for somebody who's had a number of unique experiences in your career. I mean, we've gone through a really difficult period in the world here as we look back. It's hard to believe that the pandemic situation in the world started almost 4 years ago as we record here today. But as a result of that, it led to some college eligibility scenarios that were very unique. You've been right in the middle of it. You told me a few moments ago, you actually started at Boston University, recruited at BU back in the fall of 2019. Your first year ended abruptly with the coming of the pandemic, allowed you to have some flexibility. So from an academic standpoint, I believe you completed your degree requirements at BU in just 3 years. Is that correct? And you were you had already had your degree?
Yeah, that is correct. I graduated early, so I did 3 years at BU. I did my undergrad in finance.
Okay, very challenging at Boston University. Great program there. And 3 years dedicated academically and on the ice, on and off the ice, as we like to say, the season and the reason. And that afforded you the opportunity to continue with your hockey career. And the next stop for you last season was the University of Maine. You stayed in Hockey East and transferred up to Orono for a year.
Yeah, I did. I was there for a semester. And that was the next waypoint.
I see. Okay. From Boston to Orono, and now you came back south again, just south of Boston, and a chance to play for the Stonehill program with the newest of the Division I programs in women's college hockey. How did that all come about as far as the opportunity to come to Stonehill and play one additional season?
Yeah, so I actually transferred in midway through last year. I put my name in the portal after the first semester at Maine, and an old coach of mine from BU, I played for my freshman and sophomore year, Tara Watchhorn, then contacted me here at Stonehill, and I was lucky enough to get in here for half the season last year. I wasn't playing, I was just, you know, practicing, but I got the experience of being with the group, being with the girls, and starting my master's, and so, yeah, it was an awesome opportunity, and then, of course, it led to this year, my last year, and so, yeah, it's been great.
Had a feeling that Tara Watchum was going to factor into this story sooner or later with her going from Stonehill to take over for Brian DeRocher at BU. I've been talking to Tara on a regular basis this year on a BU podcast as she's taken over that BU program. And I've got to say, any chance I have to say anything, I got to say something. You originally recruited at BU, and you got a chance to play for one of my very dear friends in the world and one of the classiest guys in probably in the history of hockey, Brian DeRocher.
Yeah, I was so lucky, so fortunate. I mean, as you said, Brian is the best. He is the kindest. He cares about us so much. And, you know, still to this day, I've seen him at alumni events. You know, I get a happy birthday text from him. Now that I'm graduated, he's awesome. And so I was really fortunate to be under his guidance for 3 years there at BU.
Oh, indeed you were. A really, really special guy. And I always said, Grace, when going back when Brian began the women's program, we're going back 20 years ago, he had a huge advantage. Three daughters and a wife. I said, you're going to do just fine.
Yeah, yeah. He handles himself well. And, you know, he's normally the minority in the group. You know, 25 girls and coach. So.
Yep. Used to being outvoted at home. Trust me. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
No doubt. But you had that experience, and now, you know, a whole new experience at Stonehill, and captain of the team. And what about that experience of being the captain of this team? I noted that that's not an unusual situation for you in your career. You were captain of your junior team back in Nepean, Ontario. You were captain. I noted your high school team. I think you were a 3-time captain in high school. So this whole captaincy thing is something that you do have a good deal of familiarity and experience with.
Yeah, it was obviously, and it is an unbelievable honor and a privilege. So that was really exciting. And it's funny, as much, you know, you think you have experience with it as a captain, there's always so many different situations that, you know, challenge you and force you to go outside your comfort zone. So, of course, we have a unique situation with most of our players being sophomores. I think we're at about 16 of them being sophomores now. So, yeah, it's been an awesome year. And obviously, there's been some tough parts of it. And, you know, having to make those tough decisions as a captain and as a leader is tough, but I've also had co-captain Paige Whaley, who has been really great, and so we kind of work off each other. We work really well with each other, so it's been really great to go through that experience with Paige too.
And as far as your season, very solid overall. You look plus six, and once again, your reputation is, I was really shouted down, if you will. I referred to another women's hockey defenseman. I'm not going to mention her name, but she was a captain of a team around Boston a few years ago. And I happened to say you were a stay-at-home defenseman, and she corrected me and said I was a shutdown defenseman. So I guess it's fair enough to say that the defensive side is one of your real strong points and one that you bring to the ice every night.
Yeah, I think the defensive side of my game is something I take pride in and something I try and focus on. I think, you know, there's also been a point of emphasis for for me is, you know, trying to get outside of that comfort zone and growing more mm-hmm. offensively and contributing more on the offensive side of the ice. But at the end of the day, I love playing in the defensive zone, you know, moving the puck and, you know, being a shutdown defenseman. And so, yeah, that's definitely the biggest part of my game.
And a big part of the game last weekend, not unusual, you get to playoff hockey. And anytime I'm talking to anybody, the men's side, the women's side, the toughest thing is when you got somebody in an elimination game and they got to take that jersey off for the last time and put it away. And you had that situation last weekend, the quarterfinal series with Assumption. A couple of real tight ones. If you give us some of your players' insight as a leader of your club in what it was like to get a really hard-earned sweep, 3-2, the first night, 3-1, Eve Stone, your netminder with 32 saves to secure that sweep in the second game.
Yeah, Assumption is one of those teams that, you know, you don't like to play against. They're tough to play against, and they definitely did not give us an easy sweep, and that's a testament to them as a new program really, really coming up. And, yeah, overall, it was a tight weekend. We've been keeping our games pretty close recently. I guess we're keeping the fans involved, maybe a little too close for comfort sometimes.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think we stuck to the game plan, and you know that's kind of been the message this year is learning to trust the process, whether it's a close game or whether we get down. And Eve has really stepped up and has been playing awesome for us, and so obviously it helps when you know she's got her back there. But yeah, no, overall, it was, we got it done this weekend. And, you know, moving forward, there's, you know, some things we want to correct and get fixed for next weekend. But overall, you know, sticking to that same game plan.
No doubt, working out well for you. And, well, you know, it's such a long, I always say to everybody in college hockey, especially if they're not familiar, if they're more casual, about how long the season is for the college hockey season, men's side, women's side, even longer on the women's side, considering you start in late September, a couple weeks before the men. You want to be playing your best hockey, Grace, at the most important time of the year. That's this time. Case in point, confidence level, if you can give us some perspective on that. If you you know, 5-game winning streak now after the sweep last weekend, seems like this team has really hit its stride at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like you said, you want to be playing your best hockey at the right time. And so sometimes it's hard, you know, at the beginning of the season when you're not seeing those results that you want to. But again, you know, message this year, trust the process. And we've trusted that process all the way through. And I think the second half of the season, we really came out as a new team, you know, even a step higher than we were in the first half. And so we're hitting our stride and we've got to keep pushing with that momentum.
Swept Franklin Pierce, and then, as it turned out, you finished the regular season with St. A's and had a very impressive weekend against St. A's with a sweep. 4 meetings this season. Those were the most recent two, in February 16th and 17th. You played them all the way back in October and got a split. Your thoughts as you get ready now to face this St. A's team. You'd be on the road for the semifinal, but with a chance now to advance to a championship.
Yeah, of course. You know, we're taking it one game at a time. So right now it's St. A's, and they were who eliminated us last year in the semifinal. So there's definitely some need for a comeback here this year. And, you know, They're a great team, and we have to make sure that we go into that game, you know, of course, respecting them as a team, and then also just, you know, focusing on our game plan. You know, they're a great team, but if we stick to our game plan, then I think we can get it done, and yeah.
No doubt. Opportunity is knocking for you and the Skyhawks with this weekend and the chance that you have. You've maintained, going back, as mentioned, all academics 3 times at BU, then to Maine. I suspect now you get to pursue some graduate-type courses right now?
Yeah, I'm doing my master's here in inclusive education. So okay. I started that last January. So I'm on track to graduate here in May, so a year and a half program.
That's tremendous. You've been able to take the hockey experience and the academic experience and combine it and make a real positive out of the whole negative situation with the pandemic. Got to ask you, someone who's been around the game a long time now through the college ranks, any superstitions, anything that you can tell us about that if I don't do it, I can't get on the ice, I'll be in a panic?
You know, I try not to rely on the superstitions.
Okay.
You know, there's people with the crazy handshakes and all of that, and I try to rely on, you know, preparation and all that. I'm trying to think, though. I really don't have a crazy superstition right now.
Mm-hmm. Probably just as well.
kind of just, you know, have my pregame Starbucks and, you know, get to the rink and, of course, you know, prepare the same way every time. But other than that, I'm not a huge superstition person now that I think about it.
Okay. I just wanted to establish that. And I noted that you wore number 4 at BU. And now it's 44. So you've added a 4 to the back of the jersey.
Yeah, it's funny. So 4 was already taken by Alexis Pepford here. And it's funny, my first week here last season, Alexis came up to me on the ice and said, you know, do you hate me? And I thought to myself, why would I hate her? So I asked her, why would I hate you, Pet? And, you know, she said, well, I took your number. You want to be number 4. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you're ridiculous. But, no, so I couldn't get 4. Pet stole it, so had to go with number 44.
There you go. Okay. So
far, it's been serving me well.
No, absolutely. No, that does. That makes perfect sense that you you made that transition, though. No doubt. And got to mention also, good hockey bloodlines for you. Noted your dad. I know St. Francis Xavier's come down to play BU in exhibition games over the years, and your dad actually played college hockey up in Canada.
Yeah, my dad did play college hockey up in Canada. He captained the team back in the day, you know, a while ago.
Uh-huh.
But, and now he's still in hockey. He's really what got me into hockey and, you know, coached me a lot growing up. All the way up, and now he's working for the Calgary Flames as a scout. So.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So he's actually works for Calgary. Okay, so he's very much involved with the game. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, the hockey bloodlines are there, and hopefully there'll be a victory for you and up in Manchester, New Hampshire, as you take the Stonehill team up there to play St. A's this weekend and a chance to play for a championship and a spot in the national tournament. And we wish you and your Skyhawk teammates all the best, Grace. Great to have you on here with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Bernie. I appreciate it again. Really appreciate you taking the time. It's great to talk to you today.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I consider you a Terrier also, so there you go. So
of course I am.
We share that. You got your degree, and you got 3 years with BU and Brian DeRocha, so a good start. And hopefully a strong finish now with Stonehill. Grace Parker, the senior captain, defenseman, Nepean, Ontario, our guest here, and player profile getting ready for semifinal round of the playoffs in the new here on Inside New England Women's Hockey Alliance.